Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, some fun to talk about your yard and your personality and how do those two combine and what do they have to do with each other. I saw this great bit of information. I thought, I've got to talk to these people. He's the president and CEO of Turf Mutt Foundation. His name is Chris Kaiser. And we're going to talk about how you can build your backyard, your yard, your landscaping according to your personality. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Where did you come up with this idea, discovering your backyard personality type?
Thank you, Melissa. Good to be with you. It really took off during COVID, but we've long been associated with identifying the backyard and its uses through our dogs. Turf Mutt Foundation, its education program, is told from a dog's point of view. No one knows it better. But remember, during COVID, the outdoors became the safe space. It's where we could gather and have our friends and family. And so we call them personality types. So remember, you can tailor. That's the great thing about nature. You can tailor it to your specific needs. We all love curb appeal, but we want to specifically tailor it to your needs.
Yes.
And we came up with these backyarding types.
Okay. I want to just ask you about a few of them. The outdoor athlete. Okay. What kind of yard for that person?
Well, so it's likely tougher stuff. And so you may want a base of turf grass. So is it going to be cornhole, badminton, croquet? Do you want a soccer pitch? Do you want to throw a baseball? So you want to create or use those plants that are appropriate for your zone, your climactic zone.
Yes.
And you need tough stuff, likely some turf grass. It's pretty tough stuff. It'll hold up under kids and dogs.
Sure. What about the nature lover? I see this one listed.
You bet. One of the things we do want folks to understand is nature starts at your back door.
Yes.
At the same time, you're designing for your own needs. Remember nature. So pollinator support, that's flowering plants. Remember, everything you plant is habitat. And so if you have year-round plants, evergreens, it's year-round habitat. In particular, flowering plants that flower throughout the year.
Yes.
That's very important for our pollinators, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds. We want to support them.
That's so nice. And then the one you kind of even mentioned before, because this kind of came out of COVID, the people that work from home, what would be good for them as their home pro?
Absolutely. I have an outdoor office. It got started during COVID, but just power, internet. You may want to have a propane heater, some kind of umbrella or to protect yourself from the rain. And what has struck me is if you take a few minutes, you stay quiet, I leave the dogs in, nature will come to you.
Yes.
So if you have some stuff out for the birds, I've got a fox who's very curious. He'll come out and hang out. They've adapted to us. And so that's just a way to stay outside, enjoy the outdoors while you conduct your business.
I love all this, Chris, because you guys have pointed out different personalities that you can think about. Maybe you can do this with your yard, because a lot of times we feel overwhelmed by what do I do? What should I do? On your website, do you have some of these ideas that people can look at?
Absolutely. Key here is planning. Remember, the spring, it gets really busy. Garden centers are busy. Landscapers are busy. So you want to make sure you get those materials. This trend took off, and sometimes in the spring, it can be challenging. So plan ahead. Talk to your landscaper, hardscaper, and get those materials ordered.
All right. Can you give us your website, please?
Sure. Turf Mutt, TURFMUTT.
Chris Kaiser, you're a blessing. Thanks for the fun today.
You bet.
If you want to know more, it's on my Conversations link. We have all of that listed there and their website at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.